Lynn is the editor of the MERS newsletter, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony? Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day to you. First of all, let's start locally here. Do you think that the millage is going to pass?
I think it will pass the second time, Tony. I really have been impressed by the concentrated effort by those supporting the millage to get out there and put out mailers. I heard a radio ad. You know, they're going door to door. They're letting people know. The council actually seems united on this one, as opposed to May, when nothing was really going on and folks were blaming each other and it was kind of a mess. I do, and I also think that the word is getting out about what it means to our community if we don't have additional police officers on the street and we let our fire department go. And none of those are good options, and I do think that people are getting the message and want to see the city of Lansing continue to be better than its cities in Michigan of similar size like Saginaw and Flint. And I think the vote will be yes. I do. I don't think it's going to be a landslide, though, Tony. But I do think it's going
to
pass.
Voters are being asked to increase the property tax levy in the city of Lansing by 4 mils to raise an estimated $7.6 million. The proposal designates 1.5 mils each to support police and fire services, and 1 mil for roads. There are those who say that when the last millage failed and we made those cuts, they didn't hurt us that much. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I don't think so, Tony. I do think that the police response times have gone down. You know, and it's been harder from just talking to my neighbors, getting police to an incident. They want to take reports over the phone more than they used to. And, that is disturbing, you know. And if you've got, let's say, a robbery in your house, not a robbery, but you've got somebody, busted into your house and taken property, and you weren't there to see it, and now you want somebody to come and take a report and look around and, they want to take stuff over the phone. I mean, that's not good. I mean, you want police on your doorstep, and you don't want to wait an extra, even 5 minutes. I mean, that can really make a difference. So, I think folks are seeing a difference. And I know that historically Lansing has had more police officers than its neighboring cities. But, shoot, that's not a bad distinction to have. I'd rather have that than the other way around.
Voters are being asked whether to authorize sale of more than 12 acres from the closed Red Cedar Golf Course. Now, an actual sale would require city council approval at a later date. What do you think? Is that going to pass?
Well, I think it will, too, because I don't really see a good reason not to. I know that Councilwoman Carol Wood is opposed to it, but what you're looking at there is a piece of property there across the street from Frandor that used to be the golf course and is now just a field of growing weeds that get about waist high. I was out there this summer, and, you know, there's nothing going on with that property. The city ain't going to do anything with it. They're not going to, redevelop it into a park anytime soon. Shoot, can't even mow the parks that we do have, let alone redevelop something that we shut down to make a new one. So, there's obviously an opportunity for a developer to redevelop 12 acres of that 40 acres. They've obviously got some interest out there. They wouldn't put it up there. So, if somebody can do something with the property, the city can make a little bit of money, that's fine. And, Pat Lindeman has signed off, the drain commissioner. So I don't really see a reason not to. I know that there's some folks who are nervous about what Verge has got up his sleeve, but we've elected Verge twice to be our mayor, and I would hope that we have a little faith in him that he knows what he's doing.
Lansing City Charter requires that voters be asked every 12 years whether to begin the process of general revision of the charter. What do you think about that?
Oh, I really don't have any thoughts on that. That hasn't really been a hot-burning issue, and while it's possible that we could take a look at it, I don't really see any reason for to do it. It does seem like to go through a charter is a very hard exercise. I don't really see anyone pushing it, so I really don't have any feelings on it. And usually what that means is that those kind of things go down.
Do you think we will see any surprises in the voting for Lansing City Council?
I don't see any surprises in the at-large. I think Carol Wood and Derek Quinney will win re-election. You know, those ward races, though, Tony, those things are so hard to predict, especially when the races are so close. You got two people out there really working hard in both cases. In the first ward, Jody Washington and Lynn Martinez. I tell you, that's gotten pretty nasty for a ward race, for crying out loud. And, you know, the stuff going back and forth with those two has really been pretty eye-opening. And, you know, and then in the third ward, that one's going to be competitive, too, with Jason Wilkes and incumbent Aylin Robinson. I really don't want to pick a winner in either one of them because, you know, it could really just come down to a couple hundred votes or a block or, you know, geez, who knows? But I do think that those are going to be close, and I wouldn't be surprised, Tony, if either candidate won in either of those in those ward races.
In the first ward, I haven't heard much about the mudslinging. You don't have to give us blow by blow, but what's been going on?
Well, you know, there's this this issue of you know, Lynn Martinez's experience in past government and whether that's a detriment, if that means that she's been on the public dole or is she not. And then there was some work that she did with the Ingham County Treasurer Eric Schertzing and how much work was done with that. And, you know, is that just a gift and a hello and a thank you for helping me out, or was she actually doing stuff? There was some of that going on. And then Lynn Martinez coming back and saying that, you know, there's really no reason to blast experience, and Jody Washington is engaging in dirty campaigning. And then they were on, you know, the editor there at City Pulse, Burl Schwartz, does a radio show. And I tell you, the first 10, 15 minutes of that show was pretty tense, I got to say. you know, those two have really gotten down and dirty, but it's because it's close, you know. And I would think then that it means that Lynn Martinez got a slight edge there over Jody Washington. She's trying to bust down that lead. But, you know, who knows? I mean, maybe that's not the case. It's certainly been interesting to watch, though, Tony.
All right. Statewide, what should we be on the lookout for?
Well, statewide, you know, there's a few former state reps who are running for local office, which I always find fascinating. Marty Griffin, former state rep, is running for election in Jackson. He wants his seat back at mayor, so we're interested in that. But, you know, I think in a broader audience, what's going on in Kalamazoo with this referendum to loosen penalties on marijuana is very interesting. I mean, they basically want to make marijuana or getting caught smoking marijuana the equivalent of jaywalking. And so it's going to be interesting to see if the voters down there think that's a good idea to really decriminalize marijuana. So we'll be keeping an eye out on for that. You know, in Plymouth Canton over there in the west side or on the southeast side of the state, there's an interesting school board race that really pits a slate of Tea Party candidates against kind of the MEA established candidates. And so we're going to be keeping an eye on that, see how strong the Tea Party is over there. But then, of course, we've got the whole recall against Paul Scott up in Grand Blanc in southern Genesee County. That will be A1 on my list to watch because it's really a referendum on the first 6 months or, I guess, year now of Rick Snyder's tenure. I mean, Paul Scott is being recalled because he supported the emergency manager reform for the so-called pension taxes, budget cuts, and so forth. And so the MEA has been all hands on deck trying to get Paul Scott recalled. He's the chair of the Education Committee, and so he's been doing teacher tenure reform and talking about other things, too. So it's going to be interesting to see if the voters up there say no to Paul Scott, because that's really a beatdown to what the reforms are that the Republicans are doing.
And Kyle, for folks who want to follow the statewide issues, they can go to the MIRS newsletter, and I know you'll post the results as soon as you have them.
Absolutely.